Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, please, don't you rock my boat. Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my boat.
Oh, please, don't you rock my boat.
Don't
no,
rock
no.
my boat.
Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
To find something in life, as the song alludes to, about satisfying your soul. And certainly in my life, when I'm separated from the LM, it does no satisfaction for my soul. Cartrell mentioned it quite often when he says in regards, restore my soul for your name's sake, and my soul love you and all that is within me. When you have a dissatisfaction in yourself and in your soul, and you're away from the Most High, it's not a satisfactory condition that you want to be in. So I concur with Cartrell. And you have to find out what satisfies your soul. People can't do it. People can't satisfy your soul. Things can't satisfy your soul. How much money you got can't satisfy your soul. Because it's a built-in component that only the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob satisfies your soul. And you will find that out in our studies. That's what we study on the Real Talk for Real People study show. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all its components and association with it. And also about his people in their very beginnings. So you can get some understanding. So you can go back and reverse engineer what has happened to us and apply what needs to happen to us. Because truth be told, neither one of us is perfect. We'll find out by way of our ancients. You have to get off your behind, get up and keep it moving and keep trying to get your soul satisfied by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's what we study. You'll find this in the next series of study when Joseph was put into incarceration for something that he didn't do anything. And sometimes we find ourselves in situations that we're not the cause of what happened to us, but we had to take these things into hold and break down the counterparts and come up to some answers for us. And most importantly, not leaving the LOM, because your answers are drawn up within this playbook to satisfy your soul. Zola found out, and I'm sure by your own observations and our experiences, you know what satisfies your soul. It's not money. It's not how many women you got or how many men you got. It's not how many cars you got, not how many houses you got. It's not either one of those things. As I said, the component of your soul is built in with the LOM. And the only thing that can satisfy that soul is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As I said, Joseph found this out. And as I see it, by no action upon himself, he finds himself incarcerated. Not only does he find himself incarcerated, he's still helping people. He's not an angry man. He's not being vindictive. He's not taking it out on the other inmates around him. He's doing the best he can with what he got to help people, to alleviate their sufferings. And even that being said, things don't work out too well for him first quarter. But his trust in the LM and his reliance and his shield and his high tower, things going to work out pretty well. You have to have the same mindset like Joseph. Don't let the things around you have an impact upon you that you start doing what everybody else does. You start neglecting your relationship with the LOM. You start neglecting your relationship with those among us that's trying to do what the LOM says and so on and so forth. And perhaps you're wondering, and rightfully so, Yom Suk, who are the we you making reference to? Well, Sister Abby, y'all from New York City, and Brother Cartrell from New York City. And here's what I do know about them, which is all I basically, I know they're human. They make mistakes. They're not perfect, just like Yom Suk. But that being said, they don't give up on the LOM, just like Joseph. And they love the Most High with all their hearts, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters as themselves. No, they don't look down their nose at anyone. They just try to clean up the dirt in their own backyard. And they try to help people that offer assistance, that ask assistance from them, to help them along. It's just the way it is. It's part of the nature of the business. The business of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our brothers and sisters. So let me introduce them to you. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. You are so right about that soul. But you know what? My soul feels so great when I hear Yah's words and I think of all his promises. So I'm glad to be back to praise Yah.
Thank you, Sister. When I fall on my behind, I just don't feel the same way. I just don't have that. I don't have that boost of energy when I'm away from the Most High. And I be feeling some sort of way, but I know it ain't the right way. So that's why I try to get off my back and stop complaining, rectify that relationship with the Most High and keep it moving. You know, what it says, Sister Abby, what it says A fool falls into mischief. A wise man falls and takes his butt whooping and get on back up and keep it stepping. But a fool will stay down in that mirror and blame everybody else, want to kill folks, want to hurt people, want to bring people down with them. But a wise person says, get back up and keep it moving. Because they know that need. They need their soul satisfaction. We all need it. Praise y'all. And it's good to have you back, sister.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. Bless y'all, my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing, family? Good to hear your voices.
Doing okay, brother.
Yes, I'm good. All praise to the Most High. But, you got to stop taking days off if you don't want to be away from the Most High.
No, the wife and I had came back for my first year anniversary.
Okay.
Yeah, we went out of town for our first year anniversary.
Nice. One-year anniversary. Time flies.
Man, it certainly flies. Yeah. But, my wife, she wanted a deck on the house. She got that. And we had a slight leak in the ceiling. That's being rectified. And as I said, I made a statement on food, but who runs my household? I told it truthfully. My wife does. I just stay here. I run the family. I manage the family. Don't get the game twisted. But the wife manages the house. I just stay here. Okay.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's the way it's supposed to be, country. That's the way it's supposed to be, have you? That's not the way. Stop trying to micromanage and let wives handle their business, and you handle your end of the bargain.
But you made mention of Joseph before you move ahead.
Yes.
You made mention of Joseph and his situation, being incarcerated.
Exactly.
And beyond that, his brother sold him, and he's away from his father. Potiphar, his wife, accuses him falsely. But he learned a lesson from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they all had to make the best of a bad situation. And he really learned from his father, Jacob, as his uncle tried to take advantage of him. He went from being a slave to being a master. And those are the lessons that we have to take. Unfortunately, all of Jacob's sons didn't get it. Reuben didn't get it. Simeon and Levi didn't get it. Judah didn't get it. And Joseph got it. And
you
got to get it like Joseph.
Then we got to get it, Cartrell. And
that's the Most High. This is high time. Anytime he's in a bad situation, he depended on Yah.
Praise Yah. And certainly, Cartrell, that's the way we all should be, truth be told. All right. Thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, Sister Aviat. Thank you, fellow students. May the Most High bless each of you. Please turn to chapter 4 of Bereshit. And I'm not talking about Genesis. That's not the original name of this book. I'm giving you the original name. In the beginning of the Most High, the very beginning of you by way of Moses the prophet. Chapter 40. Praise God. It came to pass after these things that the butler and the baker of the king of Mizraim offended their lord, the king of Mizraim. The Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief butler and the chief baker. So he put them in custody in the house of the captain of guard, the same place where Joseph would be in the prison, the place where Joseph was confined. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them. He gave him authority over them to take care of them. He served them. Go ahead, Godrell.
So who's the captain of the guard?
The captain of the guard like the warden.
Huh?
Captain of the guard like the warden of the prison warden.
It's Potiphar. He's the captain of the guard.
Pot of butter, wooden. Oh. Okay, all right.
The cat and the dog.
All right. And say you, Katja.
Last chapter.
Huh? No one serves me correctly. He certainly is. He's wooden.
That's why he showed. That's why he showed Jacob's favor. He knew that his wife is probably lying, and Joseph was a good man.
Okay. Thank you, Katja, for pointing that out to us. Good information.
Yeah, because most people miss that. Most people miss that.
And I certainly did. I certainly did.
Okay.
And the captain of God charged her with them, and he served them so they were in custody for a while. Then the butler and the baker of the king of Misery, who were confined in the prison, had a dream, both of them. Each man's dream in one night, the same night. And each man dreamed with his own interpretation. And Joseph came into them in the morning, and he was a concerned person. He looked at them. He saw something was wrong and saw that they were sad. So he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in the custody of the of his lords, their king, house, saying, "Why do you look so sad today?" And they said to him, "That I'm sure you ought to have compassion and concern about people instead of worried about things that's going on around you. Sometimes you got to take time out to be concerned about other people's too, okay? It ain't all about either one of us."
And especially that, if you get a position of authority like he had within the prison.
Exactly. We have to express kindness and compassion, Katja. So he asked the Pharaoh's officer who were with him in the custody of his Lord's house, saying, "Why do you look so sad today?" And they said to him, "We each have had a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. Can't nobody figure out what we dream and what's it about." And Joseph said to them, Do not interpretation belong to Yah? Tell them to me, please." So the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "Behold, in my dream, a vine was before me. And in the vine were three branches. It was though it budded, its blossom shot forth, and its clusters brought forth white grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand. I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand." So Joseph goes on to say his interpretation, said to him, "This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Now within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your place. And you will put, and that was a serious position you had, being a cupbearer. You will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand according to the former manners when you were his butler previously. But remember me when it is well with you. And please show kindness to me, just like he's showing to them, and mention me to the Pharaoh. And get me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews. And also I've done nothing here." He said his brother stole him away. "I've done nothing here that they have put me into the dungeon. I ain't did a thing." Well, the chief butler saw the interpretation was good, but he's not going to work out too good. He said to Joseph, "I also was in my dream, and there were three white baskets on my head. And the uppermost basket were all kinds of good baked goods for Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the basket on my head." And Joseph answered and replied, said, "This is the interpretation of it. Three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh from you." I mean, that's what we like about Joseph. We always talk, he don't tell you the truth. That's just, if it works out good, so well be it. If it works out bad, he's not going to sugarcoat it. And you have to be true with people. You can't sugarcoat things. Go ahead, Katria.
And you're absolutely right. What it shows, though, is that the Pharaoh, king of Egypt, he was suspicious somebody was trying to kill him.
Exactly.
The butler or the baker. One of y'all.
The cupbearer or the man who cooked the goodies.
And we come to find out that the butler didn't do it. The baker did it.
The butler didn't do it. The baker did. Good one, Cartrell. Good one, Cartrell. Thank you, Cartrell.
Mm-hmm.
And now it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all of his servants. He lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. Then he restored the chief butler to his butlership again. And he placed the cup in the Pharaoh's hand. He became his cupbearer, a serious position. Then he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to him. Yet the chief butler did not remember to Joseph, but forgot him. Sometimes folk don't forget the good that you do. What is that old saying? Ain't no good deed goes unpunished or something like that, Cartrell? It seems that in this case... Yeah, it's something like that effect. Don't hold it to my account. But something to that effect. But still, that don't stop even doing good by folks. And
I know one thing.
Yes, go ahead, brother.
The butler and the baker had so much pressure on them.
Yes.
They was having nightmares, and they wanted to find out what the nightmare was. And the pressure was, in 3 days, the king going to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And before, them guys saw their future. The baker saw his future and the butler, but they didn't understand.
Right. I think that baker understand quite well. That baker, off with his head. You know, I guess he was putting a little arsenic or cyanide into the dainties of the king, and the king found out about him and charged him for it. And the cupbearer, which holds a very serious position also, because he has to test whatever the king drink. And so that's a serious position. And
you can imagine the scenario that transpired, right?
Mm-hmm.
They probably had a party or some kind of gathering where somebody ate or tested the king's food or drink, and they died.
Exactly.
And the king probably said in his mind, if I hadn't had him drink that or taste that, it would have been me.
Exactly.
So he rounded up the butler and the baker and threw him in jail. Like, y'all tried to kill me.
Mm-hmm. You can't trust nobody nowadays, Cartrell. All that you can trust is that the Most High be your shield, your high tower, your buckler, your rock, and so on and so forth. And
Joseph wasn't no dummy either. He wasn't no dummy. He didn't stop me. He gonna figure it out.
No, he wasn't. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. We're gonna find out what compels the butler to remember. Something compels him to remember. The Most High has put it in his mind to remember this, what has transpired. And see, you don't have to put your trust in the butler or baker, but maintain your trust in the Elohim, and you will get answers. And the Most High will compel people to be your steward, fall on a dish they dug for you, a stone be rolled upon them. Our primary position is to establish a relationship with the Elohim and maintain their relationship. And when you fall, get off your behind and get right back up and reestablish that relationship, because it will satisfy your soul. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. Cartrell, Sister Avia, we love you. You got the mics.
I'm good. Y'all broke it down. So I'm mm-hmm. good.
Mm-hmm. It shows the power of words, though. Because
exactly.
Joseph interpreted these men's dreams, the butler and the baker, and it came true. It showed he
exactly.
had faith in Yah. Yah was with him. But it also shows the fallacy of men, because the butler forgot it.
Exactly.
So it's almost the same thing as the show. When people listen mm-hmm. in on this show and they hear the word of Yah, you can't just walk away and say, you know, it's okay. It's going to
exactly.
be what it is.
Exactly.
You got to take these words and you got to run with them and make changes in your life. Or look
exactly.
at yourself. Because once you hear it, you can't say that you don't know.
You have to examine yourself, as Cartrell alluded to. Of course. You have to examine. Sister Abby and I, we're very familiar for Alcoholic Anonymous. You have to take a self-examination. As far as the LOM is concerned, it's much more deeper than that. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in this chapter, you see that Joseph, it's the first time he really complains. When he explains what the dream is to the butler. He says, yeah, me, I'm here. Remember me, because I'm here for no good reason. I ain't doing nothing. It's the first time you hear Joseph saying that. And he said it to the butler. So he really wasn't complaining to anybody about the situation, claiming his innocence, which he was. But when the opportunity came for him to get it off his chest, he did. And even though he didn't have lawyers to get him out or bail him out. It was the Most High that got him out. All praises.
All praises. And truly, he was looking for men's solution, as Cartier alluded to. He was looking for the Most High solution. And those are solutions that are dependable and you can depend upon. Cartier is trying to point that out to you. Don't put your trust and reliance in individuals. The Most High said, trust not human beings, but place your trust and your reliance on the Elohim. Because that's reliable trust, trust you can depend upon.
It worked for Abraham, worked for Isaac, worked for Jacob, it's working for Joseph.
And it'll work for you too.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Katya. That was very informative, and I'm very appreciative. And I'm pretty sure the students are very appreciative too. And I think the Most High is very appreciative with the work and efforts that you put in for him. Along with Sister Abby, we're not diminishing her role in this because we're all together in this. We three cores all wind up together. Makes us stronger together. Praise the Lord. All right. Katya, you ready to roll in the next segment of study?
Yes, sir. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, the God of Yosef, the prisoner, the convict, got thrown in jail in Egypt, like a lot of our brothers and sisters here, thrown in jail, without a court.
Mm-hmm.
But we're thankful for our King, King David, to allow us to speak to his name, his thoughts, his prayers, his meditation, because there's much wisdom and knowledge and understanding in the man's meditations and thoughts of King David. So we're in the book of Psalms, chapter 12. That little baby in the background. The book of Psalms, chapter 12, verse 1. Help, Yah, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Back then, and even now, more so, men, very few men on the earth that feared God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And there's very few men that are faithful to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Everyone lies to his neighbor. As a result, everyone lying. False religions, false doctrine, false governments, false concepts, everybody's lying. And people love lies. They speak with flattering lips and with a double heart. Yeah, they may compliment you, but they're trying to get over on you. May Yah cut off all flattering lips. Tell the truth. Don't be lying just to get over. And the tongue that boasts. There's a lot of boasting that's going on. Nations boast, people boast, companies boast, everybody boasting. Who has said, with our tongue, we will prevail. And that's democracy. And they know how to use words. They speak with a forked tongue. Words are powerful. Using lying and flattery, that's what politicians do. And that's how they prevail. Our lips are all on. Who is Lord over us? Which shows they have no consciousness of the Most High Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They don't even know that Yah is watching over them. Because of the oppression of the weak and because of the groaning of the needy, I will now arise, says Yah. Yeah, when we pray and cry out because of
the conditions that we live in, because people more powerful than us are robbing, killing us, and throwing us in jail. Most God says, when we cry out, he will arise. I will set him in safety from those who malign him. Just like he did for Joseph, he will do for us if we put our trust in him. Yah's words are flawless words. That's why we miss them when we don't hear them, because the words of Yah are flawless. And King David knew that. As silver refined in a clay furnace, purified 7 times. That's how pure, that's how flawless Yah's words are. You will keep them, Yah. You will preserve them from this generation forever. Because Yah is forever. He's from everlasting to everlasting. What he says, he means, and he means what he says, from everlasting to everlasting. That's why King David knows that Yah will preserve the words that he spoke, because Yah don't play with words. The wicked walk on every side. When what is vile is exalted among the sons of men. And that's what we see. People walking on every side. LGBTQ, democracy, building nuclear bombs that destroy the planet. And they're vile. And they exalt these vile things. They exalt the fact that they are nuclear power. They exalt the fact that they're proud to be LGBTQ. They exalt the fact that they're Christians bowing down to an idol to work with their hands. These are the things that people exalt. The works of the sons of men. We need to learn how to put our trust in the Creator. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. And we thank him for the insight of our King, King David.
Praise Yah. Kadria, thank you very much for that study. Now that you've heard this, and Kadria broke it down for you that is very simplistic. And you can understand it, and you can understand the components and the concepts, and you can make the right application. That's all we want. We want you to understand the dynamics of it, the fundamentals of it, the components of it, then make the right application. That's all you got to do. As a matter of fact, if you don't trust what we just studied, study for yourself, meditate on it. Burn the midnight oil on it. We're not mad at you. We just want you to get it right. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katriel, Sister Abia, any closing remarks and comments?
No. Everything's been said. All I have to say is, as always, Yah, and stay connected to him. Obey and praise him at all times. So shalom and good night, family.
Praise Yah, Sister Abia. Thank you. Katriel?
Yes, sir. All praise.
Mm-hmm.
All praise is for the Holy One of Israel. And we thank you for this opportunity that you provided through Yamsu Fari on a Real Talk for Real People blog talk show to bring his word, which we just read. It's flawless. It's pure than silver. It's probably more precious than gold. There's a lot to learn from our father Joseph that we could take and apply to ourselves. We see that he wasn't prideful or arrogant or boastful. He took care of everybody around him when he had responsibility. He took care of strangers that he didn't even know. And we're going to see he treated his brothers with love even though they hated him. And that's the one lesson we can take from Joseph in our time today. We may not like each other, get along with each other, butt heads with each other, but we have to rise above that and learn how to love each other for who we are. We're the Most High's chosen people, and we have to learn how to get along. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Visit the website yahwillgather.us, because we all need to go before Yah and repent of the things that we've done, because ain't none of us perfect. All praise to the Holy One. Shalom and good night.
Thank you very much, Sister Abia. Thank you very much, Katriel. Thank you very much, fellow students, for trusting us to have studied with you, and we're very appreciative. Thank you, Most High, for giving Brother Katriel, Sister Abia, and myself a little bit of wisdom and understanding to get it right and to help others to get it right. We love you. May the Most High continue to direct and order our steps and bless your holy name and continue to satisfy our souls, Yah. Hallelujah. Good night.
Oh, please, don't you rock my
boat.
Don't rock my boat.
'Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my boat.
Oh, please, don't you rock my boat.
Don't
no,
rock
no.
my boat.
'Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my
I'm
boat.
I'm telling you that, and then you hold me.